Hey guys, it's Ashley and Crystal of the Pageant Pump, and I just want to welcome you to the third podcast on our channel, Throb. I'm so excited because the Pageant Pump has been up for 2 months, and it's really been just kind of a thrilling and exciting ride, and it's been really insane. I can't tell you guys what rest is because I don't know what the term means right now. But it's really been fun. You know, we've gotten to talk to a lot of cool people. If you haven't listened to any of our podcasts prior to this one, check them out. There are some awesome women who we featured before this, and they really, you know, kind of inspired and motivated us even more to continue this dream that we started. So without more introduction, I think me and Crystal are kind of just ready to get into what this podcast is going to be about.
Yep. Hi guys, it's Crystal. As Ashley said earlier, so this podcast is basically going to be focused on our newest campaign, which is The Powerhouse. You know, I think over the past month or so of us having the website up, we really wanted to take the time to step back and show you who we are and take you through, like, the intricate detail of how we got there, because it kind of was a cool ride, like, to get there. I mean, I'll say cool, but it was a restless ride, but a cool ride nonetheless. You know, when you think of a powerhouse, you think of a group of people that just, you know, have a lot of power and just get together, and you just feel some kind of kinetic energy in the room. So, you know, throughout the process, I think this started, actually, would you say, like, a year ago? Like, right around this time?
Yeah, it really was a year ago.
Ashley kind of, you know, tapped me and said, you know, hey, I'm ready to, you know, take this thing to the next level. You know, she was doing freelance work. You know, I was doing, you know, some stuff on the side with social media, but we were ready to, you know, just get it really going and not, you know, just have it as a side or freelance jobs anymore. So there in turn came our, you know, creative brainstorming pieces, which, oh gosh, y'all. We should count the amount of Saturdays and hours that we spent coming up with words and pictures and everything that just brought us to what is the Pageant Pump today. I could literally be here all day talking about all the words. We started off, you know, just throwing together post-it notes, like putting big, you know, posters up on our room walls and sending pictures to each other, and just like randomly throughout the day, Ashley would text me a word or text me a name. I'll text her something back.
I remember
throughout
that.
The day, we'll just be throwing back and forth ideas, bouncing off each other, just like, oh, no, that's not it. That's not it. Not yet. It was fun, to say the least.
It's actually pretty crazy because in front of me right now, I have a spiral-bound sketchbook. And this is a sketchbook that I used in college, actually. And I found a list of the words and kind of just the initial concept that we came up with, and it's crazy. There's a word on here that says neon, eccentric, selfless, spider, special, pearl, spark, live, intoxicated, immersed, energetic, fast. And, I mean, just looking at some of these words, it's crazy because I feel like we ultimately arrived at what something that embodies all of these. And to think that it started from a word like spider or a word like eccentric, or, you know, we've got words down here like unforgettable, you know, words that we still use kind of with our packaging. It's just really amazing to see everything has come to fruition and kind of come out of a place of darkness. Just speaking for myself, when I approached Crystal with the idea, I was in a real dark place, just kind of a place where I wasn't sure who I was, wasn't sure what I was doing, wasn't sure if what I was doing was purposeful. I think I've always kind of knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur and kind of start my own thing and not, you know, work for a firm or another agency all my life. But I thought that I needed, like, more time, you know? I think that's every millennial's thinking, is they need more time. I need more experience. I just need more things to put on my resume before I can really say, let me go on my own and do this damn thing by myself. But I started to say, okay, well, let's just do it. Like, I literally said, fuck it, let's do it. And I think for Crystal too, you know, she was kind of in a weird place as well.
Yeah, I can totally agree with that. As of last year, we've been out of school for about almost 2 years. I'm scared to say that. I've been working in the corporate world for a while, and I was like, you know, let me try to dip into doing my own thing. Because like Ashley said, I did always have that dream of having my own business. But I struggled with the exact same things Ashley just said. I want to have more experience. I want to have more time. I want to have the credentials. And then I want to do it. But as we started to look at things and see where branding and social media and agencies, et cetera, advertising stand today, we were like, no, this needs to happen now. Everything's changing with technology and things like that. Everything's changing right now. So it's like, do it now or get left behind. So that's kind of what pushed, I think, me to say, yeah, actually, I'll jump on board.
It's crazy. The blog post talks about how we went a little out of order. We had a vision, we came up with a name, and then we developed the thing. And I know you guys have heard me preach about how you should define, develop, and then identify. And it worked for us. We're rebels in real life, so it worked. Crystal, what would you say of the entire process was the most challenging for you?
Oh, gosh. I would honestly have to say, when we were coming up with our core values, picking which ones were going to be the core values that we were going with, I remember, like, wrecking my brain day in, day out. It was so, like, you would think that it was, you know, you would think that you would just stare at it and be like, okay, 1, 2, 3, got them, there we go. But literally, I remember moving those post-it notes around at least 5 times, 6 times a week and being like, oh, no, that doesn't sound right. Oh, no, that doesn't sound right. So I want to say, like, you know, defining the core values, which I think is important to spend a lot of time on because that's what you're going to stick with. So it's kind of hard to change those things. So you don't want to just jump and just pick the first 3 things that you see on the board. Because once we got those words down, Ashley, we were like, ready, set, let's go.
Right,
you know? That it was like the word, because we kept going, yeah, because we kept going back to the words that we put down, and it kind of just became like the backbone for everything that we did. So getting back to the powerhouse and, you know, how I'm sure you guys feel it right now just even listening to it, like the connect energy between me and Ashley, but it's not just us. We have other people and other sets of energy just coming in. So you can only imagine, you know, when we all get together, it's literally like a fireball. I wish you guys could be like a fly on the wall in our team meeting. Literally.
The energy is so just out of this world that, and the creativity that kind of flows. And it's crazy because we do Google Hangout meetings. Like, we're not in the same room. And the creativity that flows through that thing is exhilarating and exhausting at the same time. Like, it will literally drain you. But it's amazing because we just bounce off of each other, and it just works.
Going into our different team members, we have a person who's extra visual with her stuff, and that is Catherine, who's our photographer.
God, I love that girl.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. She has some crazy good ideas. She literally, you know, she'll sit there and she'll listen, because me, I know they want to kill me sometimes because I'm very technical and I'm going bullet point by bullet point, and then she'll just say one thing, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. She just answered all my questions all in one word. How did you do that?
No, seriously. She's so clutch, like, on so many facets of it, and I so appreciate for her for all her ideas and talent and everything that she's given us so far.
We also have our crazy good intern, Rachel, who's our PR maven in the making. She's super cool. She is always extra bubbly, and the girl is funny. Like, she's funny without even trying to be funny.
she opens her mouth, and you just die out laughing.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, Rachel is the one who will sit there and listen to everything that we have to say, and she will put it into some words and some damn good words at that. And it's amazing because, you know, Ashley and I are a little bit older than these girls, but just to see, like, the level of things that they're producing right now and they're still in school, it's crazy. I'm excited for their future.
Me too. And, of course, we can't forget our other staff, Candace. She's our business administration intern. And we also have to shout out Moss and Paula because they are our finance team and they keep us together.
Without those people, like, it doesn't happen.
But no, it doesn't.
At the bare minimum, without those people, it doesn't happen.
Or it may happen. You just may not be happening 6 months from now.
Exactly. I think the bottom line is you can't be scared to just try it. Regardless of what's going on, like, you can't be scared to try. And as long as you have done the work and done this background work and, you know, sat there and rearranged your post-it notes 6 times a week, I think you'll be
right.
Fine. You know, you can't just, I think where a lot of people get off is just jumping straight into something.
Right.
But, you know, if you've taken the time, there's no reason to be scared. There's no reason to be scared. If you've taken the time and done your research and things and you know that you're good at what you do, there's absolutely no reason to be scared.
Yeah, and the word that came to mind just now was investment. And a lot of times we attribute investment to, like, monetary things, but really investment is what it's about. You have an idea, you have a vision, you have a plan, you have to invest in it, whether that's time, whether that's money. You know, depending on how serious you are about something, you will find a way to invest in it. You might not have the money, but you'll find a way. You know, you might say, I have a car note. I got student loans. I got all these other things. Okay, well, you'll have a full-time job, and you'll do your side thing. Like, you do what you love because you want to invest that time. Like, invest in the parts of your vision that you want to see flourish. Invest in the parts that you want to see a return on. And just believe that even if it goes bad, you're going to make a return.
And not to sound cliche, but be a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah.
Be a powerhouse, even if it's just you by
Hell
yourself.
Yeah.
That's what it takes.
Call yourself a powerhouse if you don't believe you are a powerhouse. You'll start to believe it. It's as simple as say it, write it down until it becomes reality. So what's next? Next is now. We're based in Baton Rouge. If you guys don't know where that is, it's in Louisiana. And there's this saying in Baton Rouge that says, we out here. And really, literally, we are out here. And we are readily available to help with creating these unforgettable, memorable brand experiences. And if you have an idea, if you have a passion, maybe you just want to run something by us real quick, shoot us an email. I mean, you can find it on thepatentpump.com. You can find it on thethrive.com. Shoot us a tweet. We want to connect.
Our vision for this thing is to literally everything that touches the powerhouse or comes through the powerhouse will be able to say, I learned something.
That's really why we consider ourselves a powerhouse, being the catalyst for change. And it's what we are. It's what we want you to be. It's what we strive to be every day. And if we fall short, call us on it.
So there you have it. Welcome to the powerhouse. We're pulling the curtains back and showing you guys who we really are and what we're really about. Hope that you guys tune in next week.
Bye.